This is Graham Rogers, and let's welcome to the programme. Are you ready? Jedward.
Hey, everyone. It's John Edward. We're here live to all the listeners. Great to be here. How are you, Graham?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, great. We're just here. We just landed. Our plane just landed this morning. We're here now in London.
Where have you come from, then?
Flew in from Dublin on an aeroplane.
Okay. Let me, first and foremost, forgive me, I've got to work out which is John and which is Edward.
I'm actually John. And that's Edward. And the way to tell the difference between us is I have a scar on my nose, and Edward has a scar on his lip. So if you ever meet us in reality, you'll know.
Where did the scars come from?
There's a game in Ireland called hurling, and I got hit by a hurler.
The thing about it is, when me and John were younger, we were really active. We were always outside. So I'm surprised.
Doing sports.
I'm surprised we don't have more scars. But I have a scar on top of my lip, which I got when I fell off a bike.
Look, how long ago was it that you were first unleashed on the unsuspecting public? When did you first appear on X Factor? What year was it?
It was 5 years ago, and it's kind of crazy to think that it's been 5 years.
It's amazing to think it's been half a decade, and we're working on our fourth album, which is really exciting to think that, like, we have so much music out there for all our fans, and we've done so many concerts. I think we've done thousands of shows.
Yeah,
so.
But, like, me and John, we always keep it fresh. We always keep redoing like songs, and like we're always keeping it fresh for our fans.
We're always reinventing ourselves, so that's what keeps it interesting for all our fans. So 5 years just flew by.
Now, yep. When you first appeared, you were John and Edward. Who was it that actually christened you guys Jedward?
I think it was our mom when we were in school ages ago. But then
she used to think, like, if it was John, she'd think that it was John. Then she'd figure out it was Edward, so she'd go Edward. So it's kind of like actually our mom officially.
It just happened, Jedward.
The thing that's great about me and John is that Jedward's a really strong brand. That it doesn't matter what song or whatever we have out, people still want to say
it's
hi.
It's like the Killers, Coldplay. They all have solid names, and Jedward is a solid name too. So if you're at a festival and you see the word Jedward, you're going to go to that festival.
You know what you're going to get, don't you?
Yeah, we did like Gull Fest, and we did like different festivals over the summer, and I think the reaction was really, really good.
And we play guitar and everything, and do acoustic versions of our songs, and do some covers here and there. And
I think a lot of people in the UK think, like, oh, Jedward, they're crazy, they're jumping on walls. But I feel me and John, like, we
put on a great show. We can be on stage for 2.5 hours.
Like, we surprise a lot of people. When people come to the concerts, they're like, with their children or whatever, if they're a fan, then by the end of the concert, they're enjoying themselves as well.
They enjoy it as well. You mentioned your fans. We, rather innocently, on Twitter yesterday, just happened to mention that you were coming on the show. Your Twitter handle, @PlanetJedward, and it just went crazy. I mean, it just went absolutely bonkers. We have had hundreds upon hundreds of people saying, oh, fantastic, we can't wait, we're looking forward to hearing Jedward. We've had stacks of questions for you, so I'm going to go through some of the questions. We'll do as many as we can.
Oh, great.
Shortly. But you said you're working on the fourth album, and this album is the one that is the first one to be written and produced entirely by you guys.
Yeah. So for me and Edward, this is officially our first album.
It was kind of like that stage that we wanted to, like, kind of make the transition to, like, this is almost like our first album, because our last albums, they're all cool and everything, but I don't think anyone even heard them in the UK. But we're in Germany, we're in Australia, we're in Canada,
Estonia, Finland.
Why have you decided to be in charge and do this all yourself?
The thing about us is that we're always progressing. Like, since day one, we're always improving and reinventing ourselves and always learning more. So even in music, we're still, like, getting better and better at, like, producing and writing the songs. So we've
album is going to be actually, like, we kind of spent time on it to make it actually good and presentable, because I feel we've had time to, like, live life and write about certain things. Because when we came off X Factor, that's all we could talk about was, like, oh, Simon Cowell, like, can't really write a song about him. So, like,
it'd be a very boring song. So it'd be like white t-shirt.
I feel like we've had time to kind of, like, get ourselves together and, like, realize where we want to be in the future.
And we've been in such an interesting place. We've been, like, all over the world. We've done so much shows. We met thousands upon just so many girls. It's insane. So we now know how to express ourselves in a way of writing songs.
So what has inspired you for the songs for this album?
What's inspired us is, like, seeing our fans and getting fan mail and stuff from our fans, just true life experiences, like songs that are fire songs.
I think living life and, like, people who've, like, said you won't be here in 5 years' time and we're still here, and, like, I think people who've kind of, like, done you wrong.
And writing uplifting songs.
And, like, people who, like, trying to keep you down. And, like, we have a song called Ferocious, and that's all about being a fighter, a warrior. And then we've got a song called Karma, and that's all about, like, people who've done like things like preventing us from doing stuff.
And then we got a song called The Golden Years, that things are already great right now, but we still got to reach the golden years, and just so many different songs we're always working on.
And then we got a song called Silent Raindrops, which is all about,
it's like a massive progressive dance house song, which is great because our fans love dancing.
Yeah, but it's all about like people, like
it's all good.
It's people like dying, but then people don't realize about it, but then it's all like silent, but it's raindrops.
So those people that said, ah, you won't be around in 5 years' time, what do you say to them now then?
Download our brand new single, Free Spirit.
Yes, on iTunes. It's number 3 in the UK right now.
Well, we've got it here. Should we play it?
Yes.
Okay, Jedward, Free Spirit. Quickly, tell us what Free Spirit's about.
Free Spirit is a song that me and Edward wrote in January, and it's about an ice skater in America who is the number one ice skater. Her name's Gracie Gold, and she inspired the music and stuff like that, and then the words as well. She's doing like different stuff. It's about being a free spirit, going out in life and living your life.
We've been talking about the album, the first of the Jedward albums that the guys are writing and producing entirely themselves. When can we expect the album to be released?
I think this winter. It'll definitely, we have all the songs together. We're just kind of, this week we've been kind of getting it all finished.
So you're going to get it out for the Christmas market, presumably?
So we're just in the studio, just so we can be around and do loads of nice, interesting TV shows and stuff like that, yeah, and radio over Christmas to get our fans through the cold weather and keep them warm-hearted throughout the Christmas.
Yeah, but Graham, the thing about me and John is that we, like, make our own music videos. We've made 11 music videos ourselves, and for Free Spirit, we flew to Rome for the day and we shot it at the Colosseum.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we, like, have our own camera and we edit it, and, like, a lot of people, artists wouldn't do that. So me and John, our next single, we're thinking of being ferocious, so we're thinking of having, like, this major warrior.
Can you be ferocious for me?
Well, no.
Right now?
Not right now, but if I was there right now, I'd have war paint on. I would be full on Eye of the Tiger, Rocky moment. Like, if there was another Rocky movie, they would have this as the theme song for Ferocious.
Now look, I have got so many tweets asking me if I will ask questions for you.
Amazing.
Can we do as many of these as we possibly can?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Gemma on Twitter, she says, what's your favourite lyric you've written for one of your new songs? Let's ask both of you the question.
My favourite lyric is, we can ride chariots through the sky, beyond the horizon is a better life. Together we have a bond that's strong, let me take it to a perfect wonderland.
Wow.
Mine's from Leave a Mark. We all want to be seen and heard, we all want to leave a mark on this world.
Let the thunder and echoes come and go,
embark on a journey, let the magic unfold.
There you go, Gemma, you did ask. Juliet says she loves your acoustic covers. Would you consider recording an acoustic album?
Yeah, me and Edder, we consider that. We worked on loads of acoustic R&B type songs with just kick drums and stuff like that. Really, really basic and really, really simple, really, really catchy and really, really groovy. So we have been working on songs like that. But this album is going to be different. It's going to be hitting it big for our fans so we can have great shows. But yeah, we will consider doing acoustic versions of our songs in the future.
I hope I'm saying this name right. I think it's Elizaveta. Elizaveta, she wants to know, if you weren't famous, what job would you both want to do?
If I wasn't famous, I would love to be working with animals, or I'd love to be a vet.
If I wasn't doing music, I'd still be producing or something, doing something that's aimed towards
or doing
that.
Something behind the scenes. So it could be like production, it could be producing, or even songwriting.
So you'd still be in the business?
Yeah, something in behind the scenes or working with developing.
Yeah, because I think being an artist, you gotta have that willpower, because you can get everybody to do everything for you, but if you don't keep the show running, then you'll just go away. That's what happens to a lot of people.
All right, another question from Malers. I think
all
this
right,
is what's the best thing, the best book you've ever read?
The best book I've ever read would have to be Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Edward, I don't really read that much books. I kind of watch movies to see all the visuals and how it's shot and, like, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to chuck a question in here. This is from me. I want to get a perspective of quite what it's like to be Jedward. When you are out and about, not doing a show or anything, you are just out in public and people see you coming, how do they react to you when they go, oh, it's Jedward?
It depends on how you are. If you're undercover, people are like, is it them, is it not them? But then it doesn't matter who it is. I think we have like an aura about us when you go around. People just sense that it's us. And it's just, I don't know, you just gotta, it's weird because you can't really live a normal life. You can't just go about and go out and how you want to dress. Or I don't know, what do you think?
I think a lot of people, they just want to get a picture. They want to have like both of us in the picture because they want to have a complete photo.
But it's always really positive, and everyone who meets us, they're all just like, oh, I saw you on this, I saw you on Eurovision, or I saw you on TV, my kids watch your TV show. So it's always really, really positive. It's really, really nice to just meet people. But it depends if you're trying to, if you're in a shopping center and somebody says it, then the whole shopping center comes to close down and everyone knows you're there.
Yeah, so when we go shopping, we kind of stay away from shopping centers. We like think it's better just to go into town or like where you have streets and back alleys and stuff you can kind of escape.
Or even shopping online, and then you don't actually have to go outside.
So you are loving life at the moment.
Yeah, it's great. It's always been great. We're still having a great time, and we're really excited about the future and all the new songs and writing a really, really amazing catalogue for all our fans in the future.
Well, what a fantastic chance to chat to you this afternoon. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Graham, for having us on your show.
And hopefully you'll follow us on Twitter so we can, like, message you here and there.
I'll follow you if you follow me.
All right, Graham, it's a deal. We'll be sending you Christmas messages going Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday and Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right, I'll hold you to this.
All right, we'll hold you to following us on Twitter and sending us cool messages too.
Let's thank Jedward for being on the show. What about that?
John Gilmore Gilly till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, my next guests exploded onto our TV screens in 2009 when they auditioned for The X Factor and made it through to the live shows as part of Louis Walsh's team. Known for their big hair and hyperactive performances, they were written off by many people as a novelty act. But I tell you what, they've gone on to become famous in their own right, releasing successful albums, hosting TV shows, and even representing Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest twice. And they're still only 22. They are twins. Their mammy knows them as John and Edward Grimes. But you and I know them better as Jedward. And they're hopefully going to visit Lancashire very soon with their new album in tow. Welcome along, boys. I think this afternoon we're looking to have you with us, as I understand.
Thanks for having us.
You had a bit of a mishap, didn't you, at sea a few weeks ago?
Yeah, that was a really scary time. But that's made us like even stronger today, and it made us like, we even wrote like one or two songs from that experience.
The thing about it is that we always find ourselves in these crazy situations, and we were walking a beach at like really late at night, and then we ended up being like stranded with our cousin, and then we had to call the Coast Guard.
But it's okay now. We're on dry surface. There's no water around us. There's no sinking sand. So it's all good. We're talking to you now, and it's great to be talking to you. And what's up, Lancashire? It's Jedward.
And you've come a long way since you appeared on The X Factor.
We exploded onto X Factor. Yeah, like at a time bomb.
On X Factor, like, it was crazy. Like, and now, what, John?
Oh no, yeah, X Factor was a great experience. It was a great place for us to start, because everyone has to start somewhere, and when you start somewhere, you got to work your way up and take everything step by step. And now we're writing and producing all our own songs. It's been 5 years since X Factor. Half a decade. I cannot believe it. Time's flown by. We've had 3 albums, so many sold out concerts, been all over the world, Australia, Canada. The list goes on.
I'll tell you what though, Simon Cowell gave you a bit of a rough ride, but didn't seem to bother you at all, that, did it?
I think Simon Cowell, I think he always knew that, I think we always kind of were conflicted with him, but I think in the end he's
actually our biggest fan, and I think he wants us to give him tips on being a great dad, and I think he wants his kids to turn out like me and Edward, really upbeat about life, putting good vibes out there. Yeah,
he's not asked you to babysit yet then?
No, because he wouldn't be able to.
He wouldn't
to
be able to afford us. Yeah,
no, I wouldn't want to babysit his kids. It would probably be crazy. He'd probably come home and I don't know what would happen. And yeah,
I mean, looking back at what you've achieved since then, the albums, touring the world, TV shows, did you ever feel like ringing Simon up and rubbing his nose in it?
No, we're not
bit?
All about that. It's all about just starting from somewhere and then keep working your way up, and like even still, like we produce and write our own songs. Yeah, it's all good. Like when we see them, we know
it's not about looking in the past. Like I feel like everyone's all about the now. Like I feel Danny Minogue, even at the time, she was giving us a hard time, and now
she's our biggest fan.
Yeah, I know. We were in Australia, and she invited us to go clubbing with her. Like that's how different times are. Like she like voted us off, and now like we're over in Australia hanging out with her, so it's all good.
You're on your fourth album now. I think the songs on this one are a bit different from what you've done before. Are you growing up a bit then, musically?
The thing about the songs and stuff from doing our concerts and like for our fans and meeting our fans and stuff. Like we've been in so much experiences and stuff like that, so we've experienced a lot, and we've been writing for like the last 2.5 years and working on this album as well, and being like we have grown up. We have 4 different sounds this new album, and we're excited about our fans hearing it, because we can't wait to perform the songs live.
And you've got a new single out, I think, from that album, haven't you?
Yeah, it's called Free Spirit, and we directed the music video and filmed it and edited it. But
the thing about me and Ed is that we're always doing different things. We recorded like 13 music videos all by ourselves, filmed, directed, edited. So we're always learning. We're like, we treat our career as if we're in college. We're always forcing ourselves to learn new things, whether it's learning guitar, piano, ukulele, learning how to use Pro Tools, Logic, just always bettering ourselves and always asking for more in life. So we have really grown up. So we're always getting better and better, and who knows where we'll be in 10 years.
Should we have a listen to Free Spirit?
Yep.
Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yes. Hey, everyone in Lancashire. This is one of the new songs off our new album. This is Free Spirit on Gilly.
Yay!
There we go, Free Spirit, the new single from Jedward.
Because of Free Spirit.
From their brand new album. Who wrote that then? Who had the most say in the writing of that then, lads?
Me, John. It's all good, okay, because we were watching the Winter Olympics and me and Ed are, like, it depends, like sometimes he'll come to me an idea, I'll come to him an idea, and then we work it out.
But it means a lot to our fans because we've had a lot of different songs, or a row of different people, so they've got it tattooed.
Like 53 fans have it tattooed so far.
And we shot the music video in Ireland, and we shot it in Rome, and we flew there for a day, and we went to the Colosseum because we like getting creative and like getting all the different
songs.
So
it's really good to be able to like put those cool songs out there for our fans, and all our fans are free spirits, they're going around life, putting good vibes out there and doing what they want to do.
Yeah, cause I think it's better to have songs that have a deeper meaning than just trying to be catchy.
And I tell you, you've got a few thousand followers on Twitter, haven't you? Twitter's gone mad this afternoon.
Yeah, it's great. It's great that they're probably going to be very, very happy, all our fans, because you played the full entire version of the song. There's a radio edit which is shorter, but you played the full one. So thanks for playing it.
There we are. Value for money this afternoon with Jedward. Where'd you get your inspiration from for your music then? Where'd you get that from?
Well, we got the inspiration because when you're performing the songs live, you just want songs that, because you get, you know, fans, and you want to inspire people. So Free Spirit is all just like inspire people, go out in life, be a free spirit, and just the music. And then you want songs that kind of hands in the air songs. Where you get say for example, you're going through some tough times, so you're like kind of like working that into the verses, like what you're going through. But then you're picking it up, you're going to pick yourself back up, and then you come to the chorus, like the golden years are yet to come. One day I know we'll be hitting home runs. It's just real uplifting choruses, or like we can ride chariots through the sky, beyond the horizon is a better life. Just real like kind of uplifting songs that like make people want to go out into the world and have a smile on their face.
You don't want the song aimed towards a particular audience, you want it for everybody, so it's for all ages.
So we're not like some songwriters who are kind of, sometimes it depends on the type of songwriting. You can do real personal songwriting where it's just you get for one person or a girl or whatever, and so these are just for everybody, just to sing along to and have a good time.
And just finally, lads, because we're running out of time, you hopefully will be on tour next
yes.
year. I hope you'll call in and see us here at BBC Radio Lancashire
yeah,
in the afternoon
to.
Definitely. I can't wait to just go out, hit that stage and go, what's up, Lancashire? Woo!
There we are, Jedward, this afternoon. How do we follow that? Well, the news headlines and cricket, of course.
This is BBC Radio Lancashire.
It's 3:30. I'm Rachel.